Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from The Economist, speculating on how America's actions, specifically under a second Trump presidency, could inadvertently bolster China's global standing. It's a provocative thought, isn't it?
Absolutely. It almost sounds counterintuitive. How could a trade war and increased tariffs possibly benefit China?
Well, the article argues that Trump's policies, while initially damaging to China's economy due to tariffs and trade barriers, could actually force China to address its underlying economic weaknesses. Think of it like a forced detox. Things like over-reliance on exports, neglecting domestic consumption, and an overbearing state presence in the economy.
I see. Interesting. So it's like a bitter pill that ultimately leads to better health.
Precisely. The article points out that China has been making strides in areas like technological self-sufficiency and developing its domestic market. They're becoming less vulnerable to American pressure, especially in areas like finance and technology.
But the article mentions China is struggling with deflation, a housing bust, and dismal demographics. How do these factors play into this scenario?
Good question. While these are challenges, the article suggests that the party has belatedly begun addressing these issues. They are refinancing local governments, issuing bonds, and even considering measures to boost household spending. There's a glimmer of hope there.
I'm still a bit skeptical. The article also talks about China's spiky chauvinism, unsettling America's allies. Doesn't that hurt China's global standing?
Absolutely. It's a double-edged sword. While China might benefit economically from some of these policies, its aggressive stance on the world stage could damage its relationships with other countries. It's a delicate balancing act.
The piece also brings up Xi Jinping's prediction of great changes unseen in a century. It seems almost prescient given this context, doesn't it?
It does. The article argues that Xi has been preparing for a more multipolar world, anticipating a decline in American influence. Trump's actions, whether intentional or not, seem to be accelerating that shift.
But wouldn't a global recession, potentially triggered by a trade war, hurt China as well?
Undoubtedly. There are definitely risks involved. The article acknowledges that a trade war could backfire spectacularly, but it also suggests that China might be better positioned than before to weather the storm. They've learned from past mistakes, and they're actively working to diversify their economy.
What about the geopolitical implications? The article mentions a reverse Kissinger deal and the possibility of China expanding its influence in the global South.
Right. The article paints a picture where America's erratic foreign policy under Trump creates a vacuum that China could potentially fill, especially in regions where American influence is waning. But again, that depends a lot on how China chooses to play its cards, and it would definitely depend on who becomes the next American president after Trump.
This is all so fascinating, but it's also a bit unsettling, isn't it? The idea that America's actions could inadvertently strengthen a potential rival.
It is, and that's exactly what makes this article so thought-provoking. It forces us to question the long-term consequences of our actions and consider the unintended consequences of our policies, especially those directed towards China. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.